Mayor Mahoney, as you've gone through this process and had Linda here the last couple of days, what are you learning from this whole experience?
Well, I think we had a great meeting yesterday with the commissioners to kind of outline the problem, the issues, and then a plan. And I think it's just the expertise, because any of the commissioners could ask Linda questions, and with her background, she could answer many of them. Like they sometimes say, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? And she could say, well, we did try this in this community, and here's what happened. And so it's just really good to have that experience in the room to kind of help you figure out your ground game or what you're going to do. And yesterday's meeting, I think, was we gave kind of an outline of where we're headed. And now it's kind of, well, how do we fill in all the pieces? But I think the commissioners were impressed in the meeting and pleased that we have progressed as far as we have and kind of have an idea where we're headed.
Let's go to you, Linda. You've been on the ground in Fargo. What are you seeing, and what are you taking out of this experience in helping the city of Fargo and the region with this homelessness issue? Obviously, you've had a lot of background. What are you seeing about the problem here in Fargo?
Hi, Chris. Good morning. You know, I think that we are building on a really strong foundation here, and that's balancing two parallel issues. One, of course, is the small but persistent number of individuals who are unhoused, who are on the street, and the concerns around the location of the downtown engagement center close to your commercial strip, and how that creates a perception of issues around public disorder and the concerns about the small businesses that are wanting to attract the local residents into the downtown area for meals and shopping and experiences. And then at the same time, an extraordinarily talented group of people who have built a service response to meet the needs of those individuals who are looking to strengthen their service response. And the conversation is around how can we take these two parallel issues and make them work to the advantage of both at the same time. And so I think that it's a really productive conversation that is engaging around how do you build out the concept of a drop-in service center where people's needs can be met, that is located in a place that will be appealing to the individuals that have to use it, and perhaps not be so on top of the downtown community.
Jan, you're at the Harm Reduction Center. You've been working a lot with the homelessness issue. What are you most encouraged about from Linda's visit and the future as it looks?
You know, I really appreciate Linda's insight into the challenges that we have. She doesn't have to spend a lot of time at our building to see that the physical space hasn't been as accommodating as we had hoped. It creates some challenges. I'm really excited about getting into a space that allows us to function the way I believe that we can function and offer the services that I know we can. Also, the partnerships that I think can come out of this. We already have a tremendous network of partners, but I believe that can improve. And as everybody becomes more educated on the challenges that the people who are unhoused face, I think that increases our chances of building up those partnerships as well, because that's where people can find the folks that they're trying to serve, is at the engagement center now, and hopefully in the future.